Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you have reached American Health Crisis. This is Paulette Young, your host, and we'll be joined by our guest, Selena Lindsay, shortly. Today's hot topic is eggs and heart disease. Can too many eggs eaten on a regular basis cause harm to your heart? How many eggs should you eat per week? Is it better to eat the egg white and not the egg yolk of the egg? What value is the egg white versus the egg yolk? Another hot topic tonight, this is your host, Paulette Young, and joined by our guest, Selena Lindsay. Hi, Selena. How are you?
Fine, and you?
Good. I know you probably got some rebuttal on this because we found out China, they wrote a report what was happening in China, and the study was done on quite a few people. It was 400,000 adults. And they stated egg a day lowers a person's risk of heart disease. So, but there's some other things that have to be stated, too, with that in mind. I mentioned too many eggs eaten on a regular basis cause harm to your heart. Well, that depends. There are other factors, and then we're going to talk about how many eggs you can eat per week. And if you're athletic, you know, is that a good source of protein? And, you know, what's in the egg? So I wanted to start off with what's in the egg. I think we should start there. Did you want to talk first, or you want me to go ahead and speak?
Go ahead.
Okay. Three eggs a day is safe for most people. But we want to keep in mind if a person's diabetic, they may increase the risk for heart disease because of the amount of cholesterol that's in an egg. It is a good source of omega-3 fatty acid. They said one large egg has 186 milligrams of cholesterol, and this is found in the egg yolk. So if you take the yolk out, you also take the cholesterol out. A normal human being can have up to 300 milligrams of cholesterol a day, where a diabetic, they want you to tell it back to no more than 200. So if you eat the whole egg, for a diabetic, you're almost up to what your maximum is for the day. And that's why they always suggest, too, that don't allow all your proteins to come from meat, because some meat can be very high in cholesterol with thinking that even if you had a piece of chicken, that's why they tell us to get your proteins like from beans and other sources besides regular meat. And keep in mind, if you take the egg yolk out, you've also taken the cholesterol out. It is a good source of high protein. Half protein of the egg is found in your egg white. Egg whites, the following, it has your vitamin B2, has selenium, vitamin D, B6, B12. It also has your minerals like zinc, iron, copper, and magnesium. So if you ate some, if you're diabetic, you may want to stick to eating the egg white, not the whole egg, and, you know, to keep it safe. Especially if you already have a cholesterol problem, that can be even bigger problem. So, and you don't want that. So anyway, eggs. I read that one article, I was kind of surprised, taken back, because what it does is they say when you eat the egg, it lowers. It increases the HDL. That's the high-density lipoprotein, and that's the high-density lipoprotein. That's the high, that's the good cholesterol. So if you increase your eggs, you also increase the good HDL, which is not a bad thing. But they've done their studies, and it sounds pretty convincing to have 400,000 and then to come out with good results for those that ate eggs, that it lowered the risk for heart disease. It lowered the risk for heart attacks and strokes. People that never, ever eat eggs, they should have an increase in heart disease. So I thought that's, for me, that sounds pretty convincing. What do you think?
I think one of the things that I kind of did was I always go and look at other studies. One of them, like one that you can go and look at, which was a documentary done by CNN. You can go to CNN.com and you can look at the one that they did on April the 28th, 2016. And basically what they're basically saying is they're saying, well, an egg is kind of a good thing on one side, but on the other side, for instance, because it does raise the LDL, but it also lowers the HDL. And they also mentioned some other types of product, because the main thing we're discussing also, too, is eggs and like sugar. And they mentioned some of the other ones, like butter, cheese, bacon, milk, and meat. And they also mentioned how many people show up with a stroke or other things that happen with a stroke or some of the causes that happen with a premature death, which point back to the importance of eggs because of the so-called high cholesterol. But one of my things to do is to poke fun at it in a sense because whenever they start selling something, it's just like, you know, of course, we've done the radio show regarding water, and then you go and find out the biggest guys that do it also the biggest guys that sell the sugar and they sell the water. So in this particular case, now we're talking about the chicken. Okay, so who stands to benefit here? This is really crazy. And then also, too, they make mention that, okay, well, go ahead and have the eggs and mix it with your vegetables. Put some spinach in it, and you know, maybe you can go ahead and they're making suggestions that a healthier way of eating these eggs would be to boil, to poach it, or to scramble it. But again, it points the finger back to who stands to benefit, from this situation because, you know, eggs were like bad guys on a bad guy list. You know, and now all of a sudden, you know, they want to make eggs a very, very good thing to be doing. And the technicality is, I think what we both say all the time is it all can be good in moderation. And the moderation includes how you do it, you know, because there are people that are cooking eggs with, I mean, they're not technically cooking all, they're really seriously frying them because they got it in an inch of oil. And they have it drowning in butter and other kinds of things. So, you know, all that can't be good because they're combining it with all of the things that clog up the arteries. They're combining it with the butter, the cheese, the bacon, and the milk, all for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just not going to work out too good. The egg itself, as we know, is also a high protein source. And so there are some very, very good things about it. And definitely there are problems with it with some women that cook a lot, because what are you going to use in your cake and your biscuits and other kinds of things? And so there's, many, many things that we eat that the so-called egg is not disclosed. You know, it's a lot of different foods that have egg in it. And so even if you call yourself avoidant, the probability is you had your egg for the day.
because there's just so many different things, seriously, that we eat, including the bread that has the eggs in it. And it ain't no egg white, it's the egg.
Uh-huh.
You know,
some people, when they do their own cooking, may not use the egg yolk for the purpose of keeping the cholesterol oil down. Now, it's found that eggs are also a good source of omega-3 fatty acids. Everyone knows that's good for your joints and other things in your body. Very powerful. Now, in that study, you can have as many eggs as you want. You can have the one egg a day, and you'll be fine, or three eggs a day. But keep in mind, those that have high cholesterol oil can't have all that. They have to, if they eat the egg white, they'll be okay, but they cannot sit there and eat three whole eggs with the yolk and the egg white, because the yolk has the cholesterol in it. And when you're diabetic, they're still telling you you should only have 200, recommended 200 milligrams a day. So that's not a lot of cholesterol that you can have. So you do have to limit it. Other than that, you're going to be on medication to keep your cholesterol down. And one report shows that 3 eggs is safe for most people. It didn't say for everybody. So you have to know what your present situation is to make that determination, or your doctor can tell you what you can and cannot do. I love eggs. Now that I know that the high-density lipid protein, it increases, which is, that's your good cholesterol. That sounds good to me. But keep in mind,
like I said, there's so many different uses.
Huh?
I said there's so many different uses, and it's like I'm a baker. And, you know, this is one of the ways I get my pies brown, so that they look like they came from the store. You know, is you brush the top of the you brush the top of the pie with your egg white.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You know, so that you can brown it, and when it browns beautiful. You know.
That would make it look good.
Oh yeah, it makes it look good.
I didn't realize and the egg white had so many things in it. So you really don't have, and even I was thinking the iron was in the egg yolk. High levels in the egg white. I didn't know that either. And magnesium. To keep your body regulated, at least your stools, you need a certain amount of magnesium. So, and magnesium was present too. So I've, just studying this stuff, I've picked up a few things that I was unaware of before. Iron is only 3%. I thought the percentage of iron was higher, but it's not. Vitamin B12, it was like 10%. But there's no vitamin vitamin C. Calcium,
well, the other major thing is the calcium is in the shell.
Okay, it didn't say that. This is for the egg white.
Well, they're talking about the edible parts, because you know, what most gardeners do with the shell is they take the shell and grind it up and put it in the dirt with their plants.
Oh, wow, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
And it also has the carotenoids. I didn't know that was in there, and I said, wow. So it is a very good source of protein. It is a very good source to help with your high-density lipoprotein, which it does, is better. That's a good cholesterol, and that's good to have that high and not low. So I'm all for eggs. Now, I didn't get into the brown eggs versus the white eggs. I think you had mentioned about the cage-free eggs. Letting that animal not sit in somebody's cage, but be able to roam around, because, you know, it was a healthier egg when that's done. Now, I didn't I didn't get into those studies. I still, anybody tastes an egg, a fresh egg, of course, is always better. Once you start eating your fresh eggs that are coming from the farmer and they're like a day old or so many hours old, you will know the difference in taste versus
stuff like
eggs.
On the right time with an ID card.
The egg that's sitting at the store, it took a week to get to the market and all that. So there's a difference. Once you start on the fresh stuff, it's hard to go back to the things that aren't so tasty. Again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to American Health Crisis, and we're talking about eggs and heart disease. And if you want to speak on the program, just dial in 858-769-4936 and press 1 if you have a question or you just want to listen in. You'll be heard throughout all the countries throughout the world, all the states in the United States, a lot of them are listening, and especially we're broadcasting from California. A lot of the California and Hawaii people are listening to the broadcast. We're on every Monday, 8 p.m. Pacific time. All you have to do is dial in 858-769-4936 and press 1. And our topic tonight is eggs and heart disease. So if you want heart improvement or to avoid having strokes and heart attacks or heart disease, they found that it's less in people who eat, who have eggs in their diet. Now, Selena, do you have eggs in your diet?
Yeah, I have plenty of eggs in my diet. I usually have boiled eggs for breakfast.
Yeah, and see, and that's why that's a popular thing for people to do, because if you go to places like Starbucks, when they package those energy breakfasts, they always include eggs. They'll put eggs in a fruit and a couple of more things like crackers, maybe some cheese. But it's enough to keep you going. Okay. And I've already mentioned that we have, I didn't mention vitamin A is in there, like 5%. And we mentioned calcium was 2%. You also have vitamin D. Vitamin D is like 11%. And there are a lot of people out there with vitamin D deficiency. You may want to consider to eat an egg, especially those of color or African American or black. You're known to have vitamin D deficiency. And if you have vitamin D deficiency, it's harder to lose weight because you need the vitamin D on board. You may get down to starving yourself and you find that, well, what's happening when you have a vitamin D deficiency? So, and some can, you know, be in the sun and get that vitamin D, but not everyone, that's not the case for everyone. So you don't want to be lacking in vitamin D. And if you are, you may want to say you're tired all the time, can't figure it out for yourself, have your doctor do a vitamin D test to see if your vitamin D is where it should be. Because I met a lady, she literally was starving herself, and she couldn't understand why she couldn't lose weight. And she had a vitamin D deficiency. Once that was corrected, she had no problem with weight. She exercised, the type of exercise she was doing, there was no way she should have even had a weight problem, but it was all due to vitamin D deficiency. And it's a fact that if your physician isn't running the right test, then you don't know that there's a problem. So you want to make sure that various tests are ran, and always let your physician know what you're feeling. Don't Google it. Don't diagnose yourself. They can run simple tests that can tell you what you're deficient in, and that may help like 100% once they know what those lab tests are reading. Again, you're on American Health Crisis. You've been listening to Paulette Young and Selena Lindsay. And Selena also tied in, you know, with all these studies they do, who's benefiting, you know, from a financial standpoint. She's more like a what I would call you a devil's advocate.
I'm always quick to say the devil don't need no advocate. He can handle his own business.
you got a point there. You have a very good point there. One egg has 78 calories, so that's not even a lot of calories. So and it's only six grams of protein in an egg. That's 12% of your daily requirement. And then there's only 5 grams of fat. I know if you're trying to lose weight, they tell you to try and keep your fat intake 30 or below, or some would say 20 and below. So you want to count all those things. Saturated fat, it had 1.6 grams. Now your polyunsaturated fat, it had 0.7 grams. And sodium wasn't that high. It was 62 milligrams. So you don't have a lot of salt in an egg, even without you salting the egg. There's not a lot of salt there. Now your carbs, so many of you are watching, your carb intake, egg only had 0.6 grams, so that's like 0% carb. Diet, of course, it has no dietary fiber. Sugar, technically you should have no more than 25 grams of sugar a day. One egg only had 0.6 grams. So overall, for those areas, hey, that's a good nutritional source of, you know, your daily intake of taking an egg, and you know that it's not harmful. Now, back in the day when we were young, we ate eggs for snacks. We get the meal, if you had some boiled eggs, you were snacking on those eggs, and you didn't have no problem either when all that was taking place.
Well, there's some other stuff, too, to consider when you're talking about these eggs. You know, in the first place, you have to compare modern-day eggs with the way we used to have eggs. In the first place, we have to deal with the chicken, where the egg came from. The chicken today never touches the ground. You know, he's in a cage. And so grandma's chickens, I would say that some things were probably different with the egg because, you know, the chicken was what he was supposed to be, which was a yard bird. He cleaned up the yard, and he ate things that were on the ground. These modern-day chickens, I would say their values are probably really crazy because in the old days, you know, you really got an egg that had something in it. And, you know, things were done the way they were supposed to. You know, and if the rooster didn't fertilize the egg, even if the rooster fertilized the egg, you know, grandma went out there and still robbed the chicken of her eggs and put them in the pot. So there's a big difference with this modern day stuff. You know, it's just a chicken that, you know, these chickens never have babies. All they do is they feed them laying mash. So that all they do is lay eggs because their purpose for the farmer is just to squeeze out eggs.
But keep in mind, you have Sprouts, you have Trader Joe's.
Yeah, every morning. They just want to squeeze out eggs. And I'm not going to let you or nobody else tell me that egg is supposed to be all that good for me. And they're putting chemicals in that laying mesh to make that thing lay eggs. That hen is not laying eggs like that because it's just crazy.
Yeah, but you have, that's why you have these new old farms, and they don't have. And they can put that on there if they're doing the right thing. That's why you'll see on the label cage-free eggs or no hormones used, no chemicals used. Of course, they charge more.
Yeah, well, I don't see nothing that's stated, it just says eggs.
No, okay, I don't buy no eggs from Stater Brothers, so I can't vouch for there. But Walmart has Patriot eggs. And so does Trader Joe's, and so does Sprouts, and so does Aldi. They'll say on it, cage free. No, they're not in a cage. Then now they'll say also organic, or no chemicals used, no pesticides. So, but they charge for those. And then if you really want to be safe, just go to your farmer's market. The farmers come in once a week. You should know what day of the week. In Pomona area, it's on a Saturday. In some of the other areas, in Chino Hills, I think, they're in one location on a Saturday. And then you have, like, your veterans. They even come there, too. People are wanting things that are not old, that's no chemicals, that's the chicken, eggs. It is taste-free. Yes, the taste is different. And so, and you do pay a little bit more money. A few bucks, you would have got your money back because you would have ate out in that month, so go ahead and pay a few extra dollars for some good eggs so that, so that you're healthy too. Because who wants a chicken with an egg that's in a cage that's all cooped up? You don't want that. So I think people are leaning more towards stores that have products that are more healthy for their customers. And I'm finding people aren't minding about, paying a few extra bucks. Now, there are those that maybe they can't. Well, still those eggs aren't bad. They still have a nutritional value. But if you want the best value, yes, you're going to have your cage-free eggs. I remember one newscaster said there was no difference in eating a white egg versus a brown egg. I beg to differ. My brown egg tastes better. You can't tell my taste buds that. And that's what we're all after, is something healthy, but you're also looking for the taste, too, because that's important. Again, you're on American Health Crisis. This is your host, Paulette Young. You're welcome to call in, 858-769-4936, and press 1, and then you'll be on the air. And the broadcast is carried throughout all of the United States and throughout all the different countries throughout the world. And people are listening to the broadcast. So if you have a question, that question will go throughout the world, and somebody else may have that same question. If we can answer it, we will. But if it's beyond our knowledge, we will let you know that and get back to you with an answer that if it's, someone of a higher level can answer. Again, we're just talking about simple age. China did that long research, 400,000 adults, a lot of people. That's enough numbers to say, hey, that they are. There's got to be some legitimacy to it. Because normally if you have a handful that you do a test with, no one's going to listen. But if you take 400,000 adults and did a study, then the world's going to listen, especially when the results are showing that eating eggs every day is not harmful to most people. I didn't say, because it could be harmful to some, especially those with cholesterol problems. That's why I advocate don't eat the whole egg, eat the egg white. But if your physician has already said you can't have, say 2 and 3 eggs a day, then you need to listen to what your doctor is telling you. And again, if you're diabetic, you cannot eat that whole egg and have 2 and 3 a day because you'll be over your dietary cholesterol requirement. And that's what you don't want to do. So keep all those things in mind. It's not just one quick answer to this. But China has already proven that it does, there's a chance you may not have heart disease or you'll have not as much trouble as someone that never eats eggs. Okay, this is the time in the program. Selena Lindsay gives us information of other nonprofits that are out there that may be of service to you. So get a pen or pencil, a notebook, paper, and jot down this very, very important information. Okay, go ahead, Selena.
Okay, one of the first ones we want to talk about is called VeteranCareSolutions.org. That would be the website. Veteran Care Solutions is run by LaShonda Jones, and you can reach Mrs. Jones at area code 909-329-8288. And primarily what they do there is she's very good at directing you toward all services, whether it be the hospital or mental problems, and any of the solutions that a veteran might need. And she provides housing for veterans in a number of different states, including Washington and Tyler, Texas is one of the newest units. Again, the number for Veteran Care Solutions is 909-329-8288. The next organization, which I just love their little name, it's called Sick and Tired of Being Sick and Tired. This organization is run by Kathy Braxton. They're located at 290 East D Street in Colton, California. And on the fourth Saturday of every month, they're over there doing like a little barbecue and they hand out food. It's really a kind of really neat thing in the way they do things. If you'd like to be able to volunteer or donation, please call Kathy at area code 562-313-0041. Again, the name of the organization is called Sick and Tired of Being Sick and Tired, which is run by Kathy Braxton. And that phone number, one more time, 562-313-0041. The next organization that I'd like to talk about is one that I sit on the board as a director, and the name of this organization is called Sowing Seeds for Life. We are located at 1350 Arrow Highway, and we can be reached by calling the phone number 909-293-7735, extension 232, and ask to speak to Fran Robson. Primarily what we do is Sowing Seeds for Life. We are the second largest food bank in Southern California, and we are currently providing foods for thousands and thousands of people. And not only do we provide food, we provide many, many things, shoes, clothing, almost anything that a person might need in order to survive or in their household. You can call the office, and somebody will be glad to assist you. And in addition to that, Paulette Young also does the healthcare consultants there and handing out various pieces of information. The next organization we'd like to talk about is called Coley's Outreach. Coley's Outreach is run by Mr. Keith Coley, and he can be reached at area code 909-358-7391. The primary thing that goes on at Coley's Outreach is he works with primarily people that are on parole and deserve a second chance to be reiterated back into society. Would like to donate, please give Mr. Keith Coley a call. The next organization is called the Kennedy Foundation. The Kennedy Foundation is run by Ethel Gardner, I believe. And she can be reached at area code 714-471-2300. And basically what this organization does, and if you should need to do that, this organization is primarily created for women. If you're having trouble at home, you need a place to stay, or, you know, you've been maybe beat up, or you have some medical problems, please give Ethel a phone call and she'll help you migrate through the system. And that, again, that phone number is area code 714-471-2300. The next organization we'd like to talk about is called Bright Prospect. Bright Prospect is located at 1460 East Holt, and in unit number 74. And primarily what they do over there is they help low-income students litigate themselves through college. Bright Prospect, you can also go to their website, which is www.brightprospect.org. And again, that phone number is area code 909-623-9007. And we are going to talk about one more, which is called Helping Hands Caring Ministry, Inc., which is also located in Pomona. They can be reached at 909-730-5313. And what they do over there is they actually feed the homeless, and they do a fantastic job with that. At the end of every show that we do, I always like to throw in my two cents. These comments are basically this is my own thoughts. And it sort of goes like this. I choose to speak out because silence is consent. I am a self-proclaimed change agent. Yes, I am an agitator. I choose to be provocative. Speaking out raises tough issues. Sometimes it makes other people uncomfortable. Moreover, making some people uncomfortable is who I kind of work hard to be. I take risks and I use myself. I tell life stories and experiences. I share my weaknesses and also my mistakes. I use me as the guinea pig. Primarily, I have a belief, and that belief is to help those that can't help themselves. I am Selena A. Lindsay. I thank you for listening to our broadcast tonight, and I look forward to you being with us again next week at 8 o'clock. Good night, and have a great evening.
Thank you. Yes, we'll be on the air again with another hot topic. If you want to join into the broadcast, just call 858-769-4936, press 1, and you'll be on the air. And we're on every Monday, 8 p.m.